It is time to showcase kindness. It is time to showcase love and self-compassion. In this episode, we are going to learn the power of kindness and the science behind kindness and why we have to spread our arms for kindness. Stay tuned in this episode. This sponsor of this show is Stronger Connection, Happier Life. Stronger Connection, Happier Life is a book, a personal development book on relationship. It's a book on building meaningful and nurturing meaningful and nurturing meaningful relationship. So this book is by Rosie Kendall. Yes, and you'll find this book on Amazon. This is what Stronger Connection is going to help you, to help you to understand yourself, understand others, and build the bond and connection with other people. Welcome to today's episode, and this is Elevate with Bridget, and I'm your host, Bridget Adofo Ejapon. Bridget is an author, consultant, life coach, motivator, and a personal development enthusiast. It is time, yes. It is time to be kind, oh yes. Kindness all the way. And you know that this episode and other episode in this season is all about kindness, happiness, and purpose. Let's find out more on how to be kind. And do you think we need kindness in our life? Why do we need to practice kindness in life? I believe that we need it to achieve our dreams. We have shared, or I have shared, a lot on motivation, achieve your dream, personal values, character. On today's episode, we are going to talk about kindness, and I believe we need kindness plus our dreams plus character to succeed on this journey. In this episode, we'll dive into kindness and how its application can help our personal development. Kindness is showing consideration to others. It is being insensitive, harmless. Not only that, but also kindness to ourselves, showing kindness to everyone around us. Guess what? Animals also exhibit kindness. You know, those who, if you have a pet, sometimes when the pet misses, you see the reaction it does, the affection it expresses. So these are some levels of kindness, even in animals. So as human beings, we need more kindness in our life. And I would love to share some signs behind kindness. You know, our nervous system is wired that our experiences, such as touch, from how we feel to how we behave, have a linkage. So a kind touch from our feelings can relate to kindness. Example, hug. Hug activates the different parts of the brain, like the postinal insular cortex and anterior cortex, which forces the active touch that can make us feel relaxed, safe, calm, and activate the energy or the feeling that responds to the brain that, oh, this person, because of this touch, it's related to kindness. The posterior insula is responsible for the recognition, learning, and memory of things related to painful events or things related to our emotion or anything we experience. That is bad. So someone can hug you, you don't feel any connection. It's not that you don't feel any energy or anything between you and that person. There are certain things in the brain and the experiences you have had is working. So that is what we are going to discuss more, and this is the little science of kindness that I have researched, and I know it's going to help you. Imagine, you know, if our brain is coming from kind, if something that we do comes from kindness, non-threatened, a touch coming from someone we don't like, it brings opposite things to us, that stress and different psychological and physiological chemical response in our body. As I said, there are certain things, or there are certain people who will touch you, or because of the relationship or how you relate to them, it can tell the brain that I am in danger, I don't like this kind of touch. Imagine someone come a touch from someone who has been threatening you all the time. When the person touch you or even shake your hands, will you feel a positive energy or a positive connection with them? I'm not sure you feel that. Yes. So when this happens, it comes from the sympathetic nervous system, causing the release of stress hormone in our bodies, leading us to rapid heartbeats and pressure, and also increasing the inflammation or all the experiences we have to experience due to a touch from a negative person or from a painful event. Guess what? Kindness breeds happiness, and also kindness brings life satisfaction, trust, support, or social support. One of the qualities of a wealthy person is the kindness or the peace the person has on, or the peace the person experiences in life. Yes. So kindness is needed in our life, in all rest of our life, whether we are achieving our dreams or not. We need it to succeed on this planet Earth. We need it to succeed in life. According to 2019 World Happiness Report, suggests that generosity, that showing kindness through giving away something like wealth or something that will positively relate to happiness, can lead to happiness. Yes, in a sense that when you give up, even when you give up an advice and you feel the peace in you, you feel the energy, it can breed happiness. When you give money, financial support to others, emotional support by supporting them, even when you hurt someone positively, yes, and the body doesn't reject it as a threat, leading that person to experience stress, it can positively bring happiness to the person you are hugging and also to yourself. That's why I know that there are some coaches who mentor, guide people, or give hug therapy. Yes. So with this, it explains that situation where people just need the help to move on in life, the support, the touch, the handshake to move on in life, but they are not getting it. And also, human values bring human kindness. So someone will say there is a difference between being human and a human. When I say being human, it's like you have the kindness, the sympathy, the empathy in you. You don't have a hardened heart. You don't feel like you are inhuman. Human being is just the body, the processes in the body, doing your daily life. But being human is the art of practice, being kind, being empathic, be self-compassionate, and all those things that makes us special as human beings. And how can you be kind? You can be kind, but you can say no to some things that you dislike. You can be kind and build boundaries. Also, you can be kind and work on your priorities. Someone will say, Oh, you are a selfish person. Meanwhile, you know you are not a selfish person when it comes to one of the kind people around the neighborhood, your family, you'll be counted as one. But because you rejected someone, they are saying that you are unkind. So you can be kind and say no sometimes. You can be kind and build boundaries. You can be kind and work on your priorities. And this is areas we can exhibit kindness in our life. We can exhibit kindness through the peace we give to people, through the money, the voluntary work, the words we say, the hug we give to people, the forgiveness we exhibit when people harm us and relate to them again. They are all acts of kindness. Yes, acts of kindness. So how can one be kind even if you have not tried it before? Yes, kindness, I would say kindness has been a new normal these days. Previously, it was attached to, I'll say, faith or religion. But now, kindness is everywhere. People have been talked about on kindness, happiness, self-compassion, empathy, and other things. So, if you want to be kind, the most important thing is that you are willing to give out. You are willing to exhibit that act of kindness and discover what you will gain from being kind. This is not about being an opportunist. This is about the peace and the happiness you are looking forward for. You know, people who want to be successful, the brain behind, oh, I need money to be successful, I need this to be successful, when I get those money, at the end, I'll be happy. So, it leads to happiness. So, what will you gain when you practice kindness? And you have to develop the mindset of the application, or develop the mindset that you are going to apply empathy in your life. Empathy in your life and be sympathetic. Identify the things you can do to exhibit your kindness. You can help someone cross the road. You can buy a stranger a cup of tea. You can lend a helping hand to someone. You can engage in voluntary work. You can share the message of hope, like how I am sharing it with you. Because each time I share a message right here on Elevate with Bridget, I feel very peaceful that I am imparting not just an individual, I am imparting nations and generations. So, how to be kind? I want you to be kind to yourself. So far as you are exhibiting kindness to others, I want you to be kind to yourself. So I would love you to practice this, say nice things or nice words to yourself and forgive yourself when you go wrong. Don't blame yourself of the harm that has happened. Appreciate the mistake, learn from it, and move forward. Appreciate your small steps and your small beginning. And be you in all your dealings. You know, with all the content I share, I believe in this concept that you have to be you in all your dealings. Yes, there is something special about you, and you have to be you. There's no need to compare yourself with other people. There's no need to do certain things that will harm you. You feel that you are stuck in an area because people are doing it. People are doing whatever that they have to do, so you just want to fit in. No, I believe that when you love yourself and you love everything about yourself, you will try to be yourself in all your dealings. So I would love you to grab gratitude notes and also grab stronger connection to build relationship with others. To practice kindness, you need stronger relationship with other people. You need the bond. So I'll love you to grab it. And also, I will love you to engage in the Redefining Your Success webinar, which is coming up this month on the 23rd of March 2024, and it's on Redefining Your Happiness. Thank you, and see you in the next episode. But don't forget to share this episode with other people.